Have you lived and worked in a foreign country? If you've been an expat, you'll understand the need to find your place in the place you're in, especially if you have a young family. Today's Meet the Listener guest, Michelle Dudley, had four young children when she and her husband packed up and moved to Jakarta for 5 years. Michelle, noticing that Jakarta was often portrayed as a scary and dangerous place, went to work to redress the balance, and she joins me now. Welcome to Life Matters.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for having me.
What took you there?
Well, initially we went to Jakarta because of my husband's job. He was working at the Australian Embassy as the naval attaché. So we lived there for 5 years, and we lived there for 2 years in the early 90s as well, so it's been 7 years in total.
And you were concerned about how the place was seen because it didn't reflect your own experience?
Well, no, I think things were very different in the last 5 years to when we were there in the early 90s because of the terrorist attacks and just the attitude that some Indonesians had to Australians. So, yes, it was very different, but things sort of picked up and got better as we were there. So, it was very interesting.
And you created a series of books for young readers.
I did. I got a job at the British International School where my children were attending, and I noticed that there were no books written in English for children at the time. So I created a series of books in photographic form. And it was just based on life in Indonesia and looking at it from the point of view of young children.
Right, okay. And your daughter was at this stage at the time, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. She was 18 months when we first went there, but she was about three or four by the time I started doing the books. And she does feature rather a lot in a lot of them, with her little friends who are also Indonesian and from other countries. Yeah, so it's a sort of celebration of life from a children's perspective.
Yes, it is through the eyes of the child.
Yes, that's right.
And did your own kids give you ideas for it?
Oh, they did, actually. And children from the school where I was working gave me ideas. And I had some topics written down which we decided not to use at the last time, when other topics became available. For instance, the one called A Trip to the Village.
Yep.
We knew somebody who owned a resort that was suitable for children to visit, so we used that one and got rid of another one that we'd had lined up. So the children did influence me a lot in how I chose the topics.
I was just looking through that one. They get to plant some rice in a field and wash a water buffalo.
That's right. Yeah, just have an experience of living in the country of Indonesia.
But, I mean, most of it's about being in the city, and you've got things like the markets and what's in your lunchbox, which I think really goes to the kind of multicultural nature of the place.
Oh, absolutely. And children are always fascinated with what other children bring to school in the lunchbox.
Absolutely.
So that's just a little example of what happens in an international setting.
Is it difficult to find English readers in Jakarta?
Well, there were absolutely none when I was there. A lot of the readers were based on life in Australia or life in America or life in England. And for a lot of the children, even my own daughter, she just couldn't relate to things that happened in another country. And a lot of the educational experts say that children, when they're learning how to read, they really need to have relevant topics and relevant experiences in their books. So that's why I said about creating them.
You also, a part of that, I suppose, is some of the cultural celebrations, like Ramadan,
that's right,
which you talk about in one book in particular.
Yes, that's right. We have a little book on Idul Fitri, and I sought a lot of references from Muslim people to make sure that the book was respectful and was appropriate to children's understanding of Idul Fitri. Also, Indonesian Independence Day, which is a big celebration over there in August. We had children playing the various games that they do.
And there's also one called Water, and we saw on the Foreign Correspondent program a couple of weeks ago that Jakarta's very flood-prone. Is that a part of life? Was that a part of life when you were there?
It was a part of life when we were there. We lived through quite a few floods, and during that time the schools were closed and we all had to stay home because it was just too dangerous to be on the roads. So water is quite a big issue in Indonesia, so we thought we'd do a topic on water. I mean, we have to have bottled drinking water. So we had a lot of photos in the book on various types of water in Jakarta in Indonesia.
What did your kids like about living in Indonesia when they were there?
I think the best thing about living in Indonesia, well, the climate's obviously lovely and tropical and warm, and I think the best thing about it is the schools were fantastic. The international schools had a lot of fabulous facilities, small class sizes, but I think the Indonesian people were really the draw card for us. The people are very friendly, they're very welcoming of children. The culture is very rich and very interesting. It's just a fascinating place to live in a different, just a completely different sort of place to Australia.
When you were there the second time, as you've already mentioned, there were some events that caused a lot of fear. The Australian embassy bomb. In fact, your husband, as you mentioned, he worked in that embassy. So
he did, and he was very close to being killed, I suppose. He was one of the last people to come through the door, so that was very nerve-wracking for all of us.
Right.
But the people in the embassy all rallied together afterwards and got on with trying to put the pieces back together, literally. A lot of the wives went in to help in the embassy as well after the bombing to do clerical work and just to get things up and running. So we did live through a lot of disasters when we were there.
Did you... I mean, I can imagine if that happened that you might think, oh, gee, let's go home. Did you ever think about coming home after that kind of thing? Because it was not just that bombing. There was the Marriott bombing, the second Bali bombing, the tsunami. It all happened while you were there.
That's right. It did all happen. We did actually come home after the Australian embassy bombing. We had a two-week holiday back in Australia and had a serious think about whether we should go back and finish our posting. But we decided we would go back. We're pretty brave, I think, and we're a very close-knit family. And we thought if we don't go back, then the terrorists really have won. They have terrorised us out of the country, and we were enjoying it there. And we wanted to just go back and finish the posting, and I'm really glad we did. This thing sort of settled down pretty much after the embassy bombing. I think after the Indonesian police captured Azahari, one of the main bomb makers, the place became a little bit more settled. So we managed to finish our posting without too many more disruptions.
Now, the kids, do they miss being there? Because I can imagine a big part of their lives when they're little.
Oh, they do, particularly my youngest daughter. She had quite a bit of trouble trying to settle back into Australia because she lived in Indonesia all her life. And she was very close to her nanny and her friends at school and everybody else that worked for us in our house, the maids and the guards and the driver, and everyone was there for her entertainment. So it was very different coming back to Australia for her. But she has settled quite well now. She's made some nice friends and she realises that she's Australian and this is where we're here to stay. So, it was a great experience for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's quite happy now.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Michelle, and good luck with the books.
Thanks very much, Richard.
That's Michelle Dudley, who created this set of early childhood readers called Arjakarta. And we'll put details on our website, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.